7:45. Time for Saturday Night Theatre. Claire Kinsale plays Elsie, Jenny Luckraft, Doreen, and Judith Barker, Mrs. Chadwick, in The Displaced Person by Christopher Dennis.
There's no houses, except ours. A little cottage it'll be. Well, not too little. With lawns and that. We like steps cut in the grass going down to a little river. And we'll have a little boat moored there. And I'll wear one of them broad-brimmed hats like the Gainsborough lady on pictures. And gloves. And you'll row me on the river, won't you, Billy?
Aye.
And I'll trail my fingers in the water. Like Diana Durbin.
You'll get your gloves wet.
I'll take them off first, silly.
Oh.
And there'll be birds and all kinds of things. What you get in the country like. I'm not a town person, you see, Billy.
Right.
Wasn't meant to be in a place like this. Nothing but factory chimneys and slag heaps and boiler works and railway sidings and some really common people. Not a tree. No flowers growing except dandelions on bomb sites. And such noise and muck. I mean, dirt. Dirt in the air and on your clothes all the time. If I wore one of them broad-brimmed hats round here, it'd be filthy in 5 minutes. And as for gloves, well... Will you buy me a broad-brimmed hat, Billy?
Aye. Out me paper round money.
I'll gather roses in one of them baskets what they gather roses in.
Righto.
What'll you be doing while I'm gathering roses, Billy?
Dunno. Digging, I expect.
They wear smocks, you know.
Who do?
Peasants. They don't wear boiler suits covered with grease like folks round here. They wear smocks with embroidery on. Will you wear a smock, Billy?
Yeah. I dunno.
For me?
Well, I suppose so.
If you worked hard, Billy, you might not be a peasant. You might be a squire. Hey, then you could wear boots and ride an horse.
Aye, I'll do that then.
Kiss me, Billy.
Oh, hey, somebody might...
Kiss me.
Oh, all right then.
And don't forget to shut your eyes this time.
Oh, blooming heck. I knew you'd be being sloppy.
Oh, there's always somebody. What do you want, face ache?
Well, not you for a start. It's Doreen. A man wants her.
Oh, what for now?
She wants you to stop at the house while she goes to the shops.
Well, she'll have to wait. I'm talking to Billy.
Who
do you think I am, treating me like a servant all the time? Like a child?
She wants you to help her, that's all. Don't want to leave the house empty, she said, case somebody calls.
Case me dad comes home, she means. Well, surely he could wait for us, make himself a cup of tea.
She wants somebody there any road.
Well, I can't. I'm busy.
Yeah, so I saw. You should be glad to help her out. She's a lot to put up with since your dad were... Well, these past 18 months.
Since he was killed, you were going to say. Well, you're just like everybody else.
Well, it's obvious. His ship was sunk. It were in papers. It's obvious.
No, it isn't. He'll be alive somewhere. My mother knows he is, and so do I. He'll have swum to a desert island, made friends with natives. They've probably made him the king.
You listened a bit better at school instead of reading them film fan papers under your desk. You know there aren't no desert islands in North Atlantic, just icebergs.
Then he'll have swum to an iceberg. He'll be living on fish what he catches through an hole in the ice with the Eskimos.
I don't know. You're daft. You live in your adult time, don't you? You live your life with music in background and everything in glorious technicolour. Look at it. I mean, just look round you. Look at Marshall's brass foundry over there in glorious sooty colour. Or look at Pratt and McCarthy's boiler works. You'd not get Scarlett O'Hara setting foot in there, would you, saying, great balls of fire. But it's where we live.
We don't have to. I'm not going to stop here. As soon as I can, I shall be off, shan't I, Billy?
Oh, Mr. Wright going to carry you off on the back of his flipping horse, is he?
Billy's going to take me away from all this, to the country. Aren't you, Billy?
Aye.
Oh, Billy? Nay, you'd finish up in Wigan if it were left to our Billy. He can't find his way round his paper round of a morning without getting lost two or three times, having to go back to the shop to ask.
Shut up or I'll bash you.
You just try it, our Billy, and I'll spifflicate you. Any road? Brenda Lomax were looking for you.
Brenda Lomax? Ugh. What does she want with Billy?
She's crackers about him. Thinks sun shines out of his ear holes. Been down at Level Crossing all morning collecting train numbers for him. Says she's got a lot of black fives, whatever they are.
Billy can't stand Brenda Lomax, can you, Billy?
No.
She's got spots.
Yeah. Why?
Billy can't abide spots.
Can't abide spots. Did you say black fives?
Black fives. More like blackheads.
Why? Can't abide spots.
I've not got spots, have I, Billy?
No.
Billy says, I've got skin like... Who was it you said, Billy?
You know.
It was Claudette Colbert, wasn't it?
Oh, aye. That's it.
And she bathes in goat's milk. I read it in my film fan mag. I mean, where'd I get goat's milk in a place like this?
We've got some white distemper in our lean-to. I could chuck that over you. But any road, Doreen, are you going to come and look after the house for your mam?
No. No, I'm not. I'm not anybody's slave, you know. Come along, Billy.
Aye.
What a windmill, Mum.
No, it's only me. Hello, Mrs. Chadwick. In the back.
I just dropped by to say I've spoken to Dr. Davis. He'll expect you from next Monday. It's only a couple of hours twice a day, but it'll help you out, won't it? You just drop your Gerard in at my house on your way each time. Oh, shut up, Gerard!
It's very good of you, Mrs. Chadwick.
No, it's not. Like I said, it's getting too much for me.
I can't get a proper job the way things are. And I'm getting ever so pushed to manage.
Can't Jack's mum and dad help out at all? For their grandchildren, I mean. They're comfortable, I should have thought. Got that house up Chapel Road with his allotment at the back. I would have thought they'd be glad to.
We've never got on.
Oh, that's a shame.
We'd always managed to save a bit. What with Jack being one of the lucky ones and being in work all the time before at war. He'd do any amount of overtime. He always said, them's ours, lass, for a new life. As soon as we'd enough, you see, he were going to take us away, to live somewhere nice. That's why I wanted to keep them savings untouched. For when it's over and he... I mean, who knows what it'll be like after war? There might be unemployment worse than afore. He might not have a job to come back to.
Well, we should soon be finding out, according to papers. But I don't know. Just when they say we're on last lap and their aids have dropped off, we get these little doodle buggers.
Oh, I hate them things.
Don't we all, nasty little beggars? I'll say one thing for them, though. They soon sort out whether you're a proper Christian or not.
How do you mean?
Well, you're one of them coming towards you with that whining roar like an express train off the overhead railway at Liverpool. And if you were a proper Christian, I suppose you'd say a quiet prayer and prepare to meet the Almighty. Instead of which, most of us start praying, all right, saying, please, God, let it keep going. Don't let it run out of petrol over my house. Let some other poor blighter get it. Then it stops, and you know it's coming straight down. And you begin to think as your husband will come home safe without a scratch, but all he'll find is an hole in the road where you were standing.
Yeah, yes. I suppose so.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm as bad as Dora with my thoughtless remarks.
No, no. I'm sorry, Mrs. Chadwick. It just gets on top of me now and then.
I know.
And then there's our Gerard. Striking all the time.
Shut up, Gerard.
And our Doreen can be a weak little madam sometimes. I just don't seem to have the energy to control them. Kids need a dad.
You should get married again.
What?
You're still young. Still bonny. There's many a fella.
I could never do that. What if I was to do that and then Jack turned up? He'd be that hurt.
Elsie, love.
I mean, he might. You never know. You hear of much stranger things.
Elsie, you know that... Well, they said with all hands. He's not going...
Don't. I don't want to hear.
I'm only trying to...
I know what you're trying to say. Everybody says it and I don't want to hear it. I can go on hoping for as long as I want... I don't know why everybody's so keen to stop me.
For your sake, Elsie. Because they're fond of you and they don't like what you're doing to yourself.
I'm not doing nothing to myself. Don't talk to me.
You are, love, by not facing up to it, awful as it is. You've not admitted to yourself that he's not coming back. That you've got to get on with your life and bringing up two youngsters. And God knows that's enough to be getting on with.
I'm getting on with it. I keep the house spotless, ready, as best I can.
It's now to do with good housekeeping, Elsie. You've got to face up to it, love. Accept things as they are. There's many a lass in your situation, and it takes them different ways. Some goes daft for work and keeping themselves busy till the drop, and then they have to face up to it. Some goes daft for out in trousers, pretending they're just single again and that they never were a Jack or a Fred or whatever his name were, giving all the love they want to give to him to any Yank or Pole or free froggy what comes by till they get themselves in club or get that disgusted with themselves that they've to stop and face up and start again. But you're doing now, Elsie. You're just clinging on and dreaming. That's all it is. And worrying and wasting away. You have to let yourself grieve, Elsie.
Why should I grieve? He should be at home with me and his kids and he's missing. I grieve for that. I worry.
He's dead.
He's not.
He must be.
You don't know he is.
He's dead.
He's not.
Elsie... This isn't one of your wartime romances out at Woman's Own, at Woman's Weekly, where he always comes back at the end of the story, a sole survivor with a clean scrap of bandage round his head and walking with a bit of a limp. It's real, is this? There's no clean deaths in this war. It's men blown to bits and scattered. It's men burnt alive in their ships afore they've time to drown. There's no clean, romantic wounded, neither. Look at Fred Jackson, a living vegetable, strapped in a chair for the rest of his life, dribbling and messing himself, having to be fed like a newborn baby.
Stop it.
You know I'm talking nout but the truth. Your Jack were lucky in that. He were killed. You didn't see him dead. You can remember him as he were, and he were bonny. You can love him for the rest of your life, but he's dead, Elsie. He's been dead going on 2 years.
He's not. He's not. Oh. Leave me alone. Please.
Oh, shut up, Gerard!
I say, Mrs. Chadwick, I saw you walking little Gerard up and down the street earlier on when Elsie were doing her cleaning. He were chuckling away and being as good as gold.
I tell you, he doesn't make a sound. Not one peep out of him while he's been with me. Then the minute he sees Elsie, he's off again with his whining.
Nah, she's got enough on her hands without that.
She has. So I said to her, Elsie...
What's that?
What's what?
I can hear something. Expect it's a tram.
Aye. Well, I was saying...
It's not a tram. Trams are different.
It'll be a train down sidings. I said, now listen, Elsie, you're a fool to yourself, I said.
Aye, her ain't cutting.
What?
That train. Is it a train?
No. It's not, though, is it?
No. Is it one of them?
Aye.
What shall we do? Where shall we hide?
Just stop here. There's no point running nowhere. Like as not be running towards it. You're as well off it outside as in the house with them things. Might as well stop here. Now, what were I saying?
It's coming straight for us.
It might be.
It is. Look, I can see it. There, coming over at Century Mill, straight for
it's
us.
It's all right, Dora. The engine's still going.
It stopped.
Aye. Get down on floor. Here, Luke. In gutter.
I can't hear now. There's no whistling.
They don't whistle them things. They just...
It's me house! Me house! They've bombed me house!
It's not. It went t'other end. Are you all right?
What?
I said it went t'other end. I can't see now for all this dust and smoke. Are you all right?
I can see your lips moving, but I can't hear you now. My ears have gone funny. Were it my house?
No, it went... No, come on. It were down Elsie's end at terrace. I can't see now. All this smoke.
It were Mrs. Ryder's. Oh, Mrs. Ryder.
They've blown her to bit.
Mrs. Ryder? Where is she?
I can't tell. I can't see now. Oh, this dust and smoke. Hey, you! Come and give us an hand. It's Mrs. Ryder.
You are?
It's Mrs. Ryder. They've blown her up.
No, they've not, you daft apeth. It's me as you're talking to.
Oh! It's Mrs. Ryder. She's turned black.
Oh, of course I've turned black, you muggins. You've turned black. We've all turned black. We look like a crowd of Al Jolsons.
Aye, all right, though, love. It's done for your door and windows, as far as I can see, any road.
It's done for more than that, I can tell you. But don't bother with me. It were Elsie's has got it. Young Elsie Arrowsmith next door, come on.
I can't see. I'll try and find front door.
Oh, be careful, hey. Mrs. Chadwick. What was that? Was that another of them?
That's a big gas main ticking light. Hey, just watch out what you're doing, Mrs. Chadwick. Here, come on, Dora. We'd all best hold hands. Then if this hole are out and one falls down, others can save it. It's clearing a bit, that bit of breeze.
Back.
Oh, no!
Hey, it's gone. Elsie's house, it's none there.
But where's Elsie? She weren't inside, was she?
I reckon she must have been. I heard there Gerard scragging him back not 10 minutes ago.
What are we going to do?
Come on, Mrs. Chadwick, let's get started. Dora, you'll find a shovel in what's left of my back kitchen. Fetch it. Fetch it!
Right up! Oh, Elsie, no.
You mind your footing over that rubble now. Oh. I'm all right here. Let's get these bricks off. Just chuck them anywhere out at road.
Oh,
heck, it's just flat. Well, we'll have to hope you're in cellar, under table or something.
Now then, you women, come out of that. That's up at the ARP, is that? Am I talking to myself? Members of the public aren't allowed to tamper with an incident. Are you listening to me?
No! No, we're not, you fat midden. Shut the gob and give an hand, can't you? There's folk buried under you.
Well, you're wasting your time. I tell you, there'll be nobody left alive under that lot. You're wasting your time.
Oh, you see this lump of brick? Well, I'll waste your head with it if you don't put that bloody stirrup pump down and start digging.
Here's your shovel. Here, your kitchen's a mess.
You start over there, Dora. And you, clothhead.
This is all very irregular.
And all you others. Hey, look at him standing there gawping. Come on, you daft beggars. There's a woman and two kids buried under this lot.
Do as she says. We've got to get them out.
Aye, right. Come in, Mrs. Chadwick.
Oh, you best sit down a minute all alone. Nay, don't worry now for me. They've done all they can do for me and I'm still here. I've been laid off, locked out and buggered about all my life. Now I've been blown up. What up, buggers? Try next, I wonder.
Right. Come on, out to where? Let me get to it now, missus. Ah, the shovel. Rest the lads will be here in a minute. And a police ambulance. Oh, it looks a bit dodgy, does this? Best wait for reinforcements.
Oh.
What can you do that
for? If you don't stop blowing that whistle and start digging, I'll wrap that bloody shovel round your neck. Now put your back into it.
Oh, Elsie, please let it be all right.
And you, missus, whoever you are, come and give us an hand. Can you hear me? Are you deaf?
Who are you shouting at?
That madam stood there large as life with that pushchair watching us work and doing nowt. You can see her throat dust.
Why? Just a minute.
Go and fetch her over, Dora. Tell her if she's not got herself over here in 2 minutes, we'll bury her.
Mrs. Chadwick, listen.
Go on.
Listen. I know that noise.
You're right. There's no other kid whinges like that.
It's Elsie!
It's Elsie, all right. I never thought I'd be glad to hear that kid whinge. Elsie!
She's safe, Mrs. Ryder. Elsie's safe!
Dear, thank the Lord.
She's all right. Oh, praise be.
Come on in, Billy.
It's dark.
I know it is.
Oh, they always smell, don't they, air raid shelters? Funny that.
Close the door. Well, what do you think?
Can't see now.
But you have to imagine, Billy. Imagine this was our cottage in the country, with things growing round the door and little windows with curtains up and the sun coming through and birds singing outside. Don't you see it all, Billy?
Oh, aye.
What are you doing?
Trying to get a stone out of me clog iron.
Leave it alone. What would you do if this was our own little home in the country, Billy?
Hey, dunno.
I'm sure you do. If this was our own little home and we were all alone in it, just me and you, what would you be doing, Billy?
Digging, I expect.
Wouldn't you take me in your arms, Billy?
Oh, aye, I expect so.
Take me in your arms then, Billy.
I can't find you.
I'm over here. Come to me, Billy. Take me in your arms.
Aye, I will. It's dark, see?
Oh, Billy. Doreen, I know you're in there being mucky. You're to come back to your mum, Doreen, straight away.
She'll have to wait. I told her at breakfast she can do her own shopping. I'm not running round at her beck and call.
You've to come straight away. Your house has been bombed flat.
You what?
Hey?
Your house. It's been bombed, I tell you. There's an out left of it. Your mum's all right. I'm your Gerard.
Oh, but I've got all my film fan magazines in there. Oh, what's happened to my film fan magazines?
Oh, just come on.
Right!
Are you all listening? This site is dangerous. I don't want nobody rooting about in it. I'll get a barrier put round it as soon as I can get the fellas to do it, but it'll not be till after dinner time. So think on, ladies, and stop well clear.
Not much point worrying about your film fan magazines, Doreen, is there?
But there's just nowt. Everything I had. My clothes. Where do we live?
I'll look after you, Doreen.
Come on, Elsie. Come back to my house and I'll make a cup of tea till we sort out what's to be done.
No, I'll be all right. I think I want to go away.
Aye, well, time enough to think of the future later on.
Roger, I want a cowboy so mama.
I must get away.
I think she wants to be on her own for a bit.
Of course she does. Come on, love. You can go and sit in my kitchen for a bit. Sit in front room if you like. It'll be quiet for you.
Hey, look out.
What?
Here comes old Brindley, landlord.
Oh, well, my rent's paid up, I think. I'm sure it is. I hope so. He's got these wandering hands when you're behind.
Nay. Well, all good. Nay, look at that, eh? Why me, eh? What have I done to deserve this?
Well, I'll tell thee summat.
What?
They'll have to fit me a new front door now. The old one blew straight through into the backyard.
Yeah, but look at this other, eh? I mean, look at it. I mean, where is it? It's like it were never there. It were a grand little house with that and all.
It were damp and drafty and roof were falling in. It needed rebuilding.
Yeah. I'm flabbergasted. I can't put me hand down for no rebuilding. I'll be losing rent.
My heart bleeds for you.
Well, you're not a tenant of mine.
Thank the Lord.
But I think I deserve a bit of sympathy, Mrs. Chadwick.
What for? All you've lost is one of your houses. How many have you got? 20-odd, is it? Elsie's lost all she had. Her home and all that were in it. Everything.
Mrs. Arrowsmith needn't be without a roof over her head. She knows that.
No, she needn't be. We'll see to that.
I don't think your help will be needed, will it, Mrs. Arrowsmith? Elsie, I've told you often enough when you've been behind with the rent. I've plenty of room at my house. Could do with a lively young woman. Housekeeper, you know, to look after me. Housekeeper and so forth. Be a good job for a young widow with responsibilities.
Want a cowboy suit.
Of course he does, Gerard. Have to see what Uncle Brindley can do about it, won't we?
No.
I want to go away.
Come on, love.
I'll look after her.
Aye, we know about your looking after. Just leave her be. Come on, Elsie.
I'm going away.
Mom, where's she going?
Will she
want to be by herself a bit?
Mum?
Best go with her, Doreen.
Mum?
Well, talk about looking a gift horse in mouth.
But where's she going?
She just wants to be on her own. It's been a shock.
It's bound to be.
Still, she'll come round. Nay, yeah, but look at this lot. What'll I do, eh? What'll I do?
I'll get things sorted out for when she gets back. Our Billy and Muriel can sleep downstairs. Then she and her two can have my back bedroom.
Your Billy and Muriel could come in with my Ronnie. They'll be welcome. But where's she off now? She's striding off down the street, Luke, as if she knows where she's going.
She'll be off to Thinlaw's.
I thought they didn't get her on.
Aye, but times like this are different, aren't they?
I don't like her just wandering off, though. With them two kids, she's acting funny.
You'd act funny if your house had just been turned into an all-ink ground, wouldn't you?
I expect so.
Well, then,
Dora's right, though.
Am I?
I don't think she ought to be off on her own like that. Not just now.
Aye. Best follow her, Dora. See if you can catch her up. I'll give Mrs. Ryder an hand.
I'll just get me cardy.
Come on then, Mrs. Ryder. Right. Let's go and see the damage.
I've sent round for my nephew. He'll come and help. He can board up me windows and fix me door. He'll send you the bill, Mr. Brindley.
You are?
At least me roof's still on any road.
Cowboy suit, Mum. Mum.
Mum.
Gerard,
Mum.
What?
Mom.
Oh, Gerard.
When I say Mum.
What?
Well, Where are we going? Away. Well, shut up, Gerard. Where were?
Anywhere. Just away.
Oh. Do you mean like on those holidays?
Aye. Something like that.
Oh, I thought we said you couldn't have no holiday again this year.
Shut up, Gerard.
I mean, we've not had one since me that... Well, since his ship, like... So...
Listen, love. What did you say if we went on his holidays forever?
Forever? Well, you can't, can you? I mean, holidays are just a week, aren't they? My work's week.
There's no for us here, is there?
What do you mean? We live here.
Where? We don't live anywhere since just now. Your dad's... Well, your granddad and grandma don't care if they never see us. Oh, I've some good friends, I grant you, but... Well, there's no to keep us, is there? We don't have to stop here in all this muck. In these poorly little houses built for rabbit hutches. We know where to walk, to play. It's at bomb sites, at gutter. Never a lung full of clean air. No, but fog and smoke and cinders in every breath you breathe. Why should we stop in it? Your dad wanted to get us out of it, so why don't we just go?
Well, it's us home.
Nay, you just saw us home, flattened. Hitler just flattened it for us. Blew it to kingdom come, along with all we owned. Barring what we stand up in, and what I've just bought from shops. Well... I think he might have done us a favour.
What? Bombing us house?
It weren't us house. It were that miserable, filthy old Brindley's house. Oh, if you knew the meanness and the nastiness. Aye, and the pestering as I've had to take from him since your dad...
But what if me dad comes back and we're not there?
Your dad?
Mm.
Your dad?
Mum.
Well... We'll be finding somewhere nicer for us all to be, won't we? Ready for him to... If he... You see, Doreen, he...
And what about... What about Billy?
Oh, you'll see him. Soon as we're settled, he can come and stop with us. Just now, though, we're starting from scratch. We've no home. We've a bit of money in savings bank. And what we've got on us backs, and a loaf of bread, and half a pound of cheese, and a packet of Persil, and nought else.
Does that mean we're like, well, tramps?
Let's say as it means we're free.
But we'll have to find somewhere to live.
Aye. But it don't have to be round here, does it? It's a nice morning. Warm. And if it weren't for all that smoke... You'd be able to feel sun on your back. Come on.
But where are we going?
I don't know. Not yet. We'll just follow our noses and see where we end up.
But, Mum. Mum.
There's got to be better places than this.
Mum. Yeah, but, Mum.
Mrs. Ryder?
Aye. Oh, come in, Dora. Come in to tip.
Mrs. Ryder, is Mrs. Chadwick in there?
Aye, I'm here, Dora. What's up?
It's Elsie. I've lost her.
How could you lose her? Who are you, pushchair and all?
I went in to get me cardy, and I forgot in all the excitement as I'd left some rice on cooker. But time I'd run burnt pan under the tap and got me cardy and got to the end of the street, she were vanished. I looked up and down Manchester Road, but I couldn't see her. I went over into Chapel Road.
Well,
but
that's where she'd have gone. Up to Thinlaw's, on Chapel Road.
Well, I went all the way, right at top, but I didn't know which house it were.
You could have asked.
I didn't know the name.
The name's Ara Smith, you muggins. Same as the son, Jack. Same as Elsie.
Oh, aye, I never thought of that.
Honestly. Come on, give us an hand, here. She'll be at Thinlaw's. I'll pop up there when we've got this cleared up for Mrs. Ryder.
Good morning, young woman. My word. He's up with a good chap, isn't he?
Shut up, Gerard.
And what can I do for you on such a lovely morning?
I want to draw some money out.
Oh, what? Out of your national savings book? I hope you're not being rash now. I mean, do you really need to?
Well, yes, I do.
Well, I'll not advise it. Anyhow, let's have a look. Well, it used to be a lovely savings book to this. I mean, look what you had in it before you started drawing out and drawing out.
I know.
£27.14.3. Very good. Well, how much do you want then? 10 shillings, do you?
Well, not really.
15, then. How about 15, Bob?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, are you sure you want to draw any out? It's needed, is all that, you know, for the war effort.
Well, yes. I really need to, though.
Well, it's a pity. I don't know what Mr. Churchill will have to say about it. I mean, we've all got to do as bit, you know. Give what we can.
I know that,
I mean,
but
we've all got to make sacrifices.
I give him. Me husband.
You what?
Mr. Churchill. I give him. Me husband. I sacrificed me husband. He were killed. He's dead.
Mum?
He is, Doreen. He's dead.
He's not. He's not dead. You said...
Well, I were wrong. Worse, I was stupid. You don't swim out of a ship what goes down in flames somewhere near Canada. There's no clinging to bits of wreckage like they do on pictures. No desert islands. He's dead. Oh, I'm sorry, love. I wasn't helping either of us, keeping us hopes up like that. Not facing up to it, like Mrs. Chadwick said. Well, face up to it now. We're on our own, and it's up to us to get on with our lives, with what we've got left. So don't you tell me we've all to make sacrifices, with your fat guts safe and snug behind your shop counter, you midden. And my Jack, at bottom at bloody sea.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
No, you didn't. So you should keep your gob shut. No. I'd like me money, please.
Now, there's no need to get...
Just give me me money.
I said I was sorry.
Are you going to give me me money?
Right. Well, £1, do you, will it?
No. I'll take all of it.
Pardon?
I said, I'll take all of it.
What? Nay, you're not serious.
Yes, I am. I want nought more to do with it. This war, it's my money. I want my money. You just give it to me, or I'll fetch a policeman to you.
All right.
All right, then. Shut up, Doreen. And shut up, Gerard, before I fetch you one.
Look, you were leaving something in, I reckon, to keep the account open.
No.
But if you just leave a couple of pounds in.
No.
Just a few bob.
No.
Sixpence. Just to keep the account open. Else you'll have to start all over again. Filling in forms and that. I mean, this account's got your name in it already. Mrs. Elsie Arrowsmith.
I don't want an account.
But you see, you don't seem to follow me, love. It exists, you see. It's in the records. It's this account under Mrs. Elsie Arrowsmith.
I'm not Mrs. Elsie Arrowsmith. Not going to be. Not no more.
Nay, you're talking daft, love. You're upset.
Don't you tell me what I am. I'll make up my own mind what I am. Now, is that all of it?
Aye. £27.14.3.
Right. I'll say good morning. In fact, I'll say goodbye. Come on, Doreen. Shut up, Gerard.
Well, where can she be?
Well, it's got me stumped. How are that sure?
You don't think anything awful's happened to her? I mean, what if she's been victim of a ghastly crime?
Oh, that's right, Dora. Look on the bright side.
Well, you hear such awful things.
Proper ray of sunshine, aren't you?
Well, you do. News at World's full of awful things. Every Sunday.
There's enough awful things happened to Elsie already.
Aye, but You know where I mean.
I expect she's just walking about somewhere. They're sitting. She might have gone to Werneth Park.
Whatever for?
Well, just to sit. To think. And she's got Doreen with her.
I had a very nasty experience once in Werneth Park.
You never told me.
I never told anybody.
What were it?
Ooh, I couldn't tell you. You don't think she might have...
What?
I mean, with her having no home of her own now.
What?
And she's got two kiddies to consider.
What are you talking about?
And he can be very persistent. You never know where his hands will turn up next.
Who?
Mr. Brindley. I know he's been, well, very pestering with Elsie. He's been, well, suggesting this past year. She's had trouble with her rent, you see, and he's been suggesting. Well, you know, I mean, he tries it on with all young women.
I'd like to see him try it on with me.
No, he'd not try it on with you.
Why not?
Well, you're not a tenant of his. Any case, he's scared of you. But he did offer Elsie in front of us, you heard him. You don't think she might have...
No, I don't. Come on.
Where are we going?
Out. She'll not be far away. We'll get everybody on it. You go along the street towards Manchester Road, and I'll go along towards Croft and get all women out and fetch them here. We'll organise a proper search party.
Wee, that'll be good.
Come on, then. If we all go separate ways, we'll have her found by tea time, wherever she is.
Bye, Eck. There's summat about a cheese sandwich when you've had a bit of exercise. Oh, hutch up, love. This step's only narrow. I'm slipping off.
Is me dad really dead, Mum?
Aye. He must be, love. I'm sorry for... Well, for being that wrapped up in me own sorrow as I've created these dreams without a thought for helping you. It'll not be easy facing up to it, but... It's what we must do. We'll make him proud of us, though, eh?
Well, aye. But how?
By keeping our spirits up and getting on with it. There now. That would better than a steak. Maybe enough for another sandwich each, if we're not greedy.
Joe wants another sandwich.
Here you are.
What will we do when it's gone, though? Well, what will we eat then?
We'll buy something else. I've got us ration books.
I thought you could only shop where you're registered.
Well, round here we have to. Once we're far enough away, we just say we're on holiday and register temporary.
How much further are we going? My feet are dropping off. We must be halfway to Manchester by now.
Oh, more, I should think. But I've no intention of starting a new life in Manchester, love. We're going a lot further than that.
Plumbing heck. Can we take a tram?
Aye. If we see one going our way, we'll jump on it.
Well, if we don't know where we're going, how will we know it's going our way?
Now, listen to me, madam. We're in this together. Either you keep smiling and get on with it, or you can go back now and I'll go on my own. Now, which is it to be?
All right.
I said... Keep smiling.
I said, all right.
So, let's see a smile.
Oh.
Come on, say cheese. Shouldn't be difficult with your mouth full of it.
Sarah likes cheese.
Cheese.
There, now, that's better. All for one and one for all. It's an adventure, isn't it?
What did you mean, Mum? About not being Mrs. Elsie Arrowsmith? Do you mean you're going to change your name?
Aye. That's what I might well do.
Do you mean you're not getting married again?
No, I don't mean that at all. If I ever got married again, it'd have to be flipping Superman to be a match to your dad.
Aye, but well, you can't just change your name.
Who says you can't?
I don't know.
There we are then.
But there's your identity card.
I don't mean anything legal. I'll still be Elsie Arrowsmith, really, but I can call myself what I want if I'm going to be starting a new life among strangers, can't I? I can be Fanny for Knackerpan if I want to.
Keep that thing.
I shall stick with Arrowsmith for your dad's sake. Well, Elsie. What were my mum and dad thinking of? I think I'll be Abigail Arrowsmith. And what about Veronica? Or Ginger? Dolores. Dolores Del
Arrowsmith.
Can I change my name?
What for?
Well, I've never been struck on Doreen. I mean, there's not a single film star called Doreen. And in stories, girls are never called Doreen.
You can be anything you want, love.
Scarlet's a nice name.
Within reason. Let's all change his names and be different people. Gerard can be Algernon. Or Hubert. Or Eustace. Or Hopalong. Rin, Tin, Tin.
Or Popeye.
Or Goofy. Or Mickey Mouse.
Oh, the backs of my legs. Come and sit down, Mrs. Ryder. Get the weight off your feet.
I'm jiggered.
Put kettle on, will you, Dora?
Right. Not a sign. Not I'd nor air.
Aye. Vanished. Must be miles away.
I don't think she's far away at all.
She must be. We've been all up Stanley Road, way up Manchester Road, as far as Fire Station, and down as far as Roxy. All over Croft, down in Thaller, right over to Daisy Nook.
I know where she is. I can feel it in me bones.
Hey, up. She's gone funny again. She'll be hearing spirit voices in a minute.
We'd best fetch them. No point putting it off.
Fetch who? Put in what off?
The police. It's time they were dragging canal.
Mum. Mum.
What is it, love?
I don't like it here.
Well, I'm not that stroke. But it's better than being outside in rain. What's up with it?
Well, it's like big and echoey.
Well, it's got to be big, hasn't it? I mean, station waiting rooms have to be big, because you get that many folk waiting. In summer, in peacetime, with everybody going away for the wakeses.
Aye. But there's nobody in it now, except us. It's all old, isn't it? Like a room in a castle. That big fireplace with no fire. Just them dead flowers and them great big pictures on the wall. It's like one of them castles on pictures. They're always haunted.
Well, I've never heard of an haunted railway station.
I have. I read in a story in Girls' Crystal about these girls. They were stranded on the way back from Easter Vac. I'm not sure where that is, but they were coming back from there and they got stranded on this railway station and there were no trains and they heard these footsteps coming and then...
Aye, well, shut up about it, Doreen.
Virginia.
Virginia, you'll wake our Gerard. We don't want to set him off.
What are we going to do, Mum?
How do you mean?
Well, we can't go on like this, sleeping on railway stations night after night.
We've not slept one flipping night on a railway station yet. And we won't neither. Rate you are going on. Oh, I don't know. Kids.
You see, that's all you think of me. I'm just a kid. It's how you treat me and all. It's all right saying we're in this together, sharing an adventure. How can I be sharing it when I've got to do as I'm told and shut up?
All right, then.
What?
You're right. You're not a kid.
I know I'm not.
It's time as I give you responsibilities.
What responsibilities?
Here. You can carry purse. We all money in it. You can be banker. I'll take a £5 note out to see us over his journey, wherever it takes us. And then I shall have to ask you for money. Now then, is that responsible enough for you?
But me dad give you that purse that last Christmas. It's precious to you.
I know it is. It's worth a lot more to me than the money in it.
So you best show me how grown up you are by taking good care of it. Put it safe now in your deep pocket.
I will, ma'am. Mm.
Now, let's get some sleep.
Mum.
What?
Can't you hear them?
What?
Them footsteps.
Oh, them. Aye.
Well, what is it?
Somebody walking.
But who?
Well, I don't know who, do I? There's always folk on railway stations. They're busy places.
We've not seen anybody for hours. There's not been a train. What if it's a ghost?
Don't be daft.
Mum!
Shh!
It's a ghost. It must be a ghost.
Don't be silly. It'll only be... Wick!
Now then.
Yes?
Well, here's a fine thing. You can't stop here, madam. You've no business to be here. This isn't the Midland Hotel, you know. This is a waiting room.
Well, we're waiting, aren't we?
What for?
Morning.
Ah, well, that's just what you can't do, madam. This is the property of the London Midland and Scottish Railway Company, and you're trespassing.
This is a public waiting room.
Oh, aye, for the ticket-buying public.
We're the ticket-buying public.
Show's your ticket, then.
We've not bought it yet. Booking office was shut.
I can open it up and sell you a ticket. You'd only got to ask.
We didn't want to bother you.
It's no bother, it's what I'm paid for. Now then, where are you going?
Well, where's the next train going?
Now, if I knew that, madam, I'd be a fortune teller. The timetable means nothing these days, I can tell you. What with the War Office requisitioning every other train, I tell you, a train draws into number one platform, and I don't know where it's come from. And I don't know where it's going. I asked the driver, where are you going, I say. He says, can't tell you, he says. Not allowed, he says. War Office instructions, he says. I ask you, what a way to run a railway. I just hope that somebody thinks to tell the signalman along the way, that's all.
So how can we buy a ticket for somewhere, if you've no trains going there?
Well, we still get a train going somewhere, maybe so often. You decide where you're going, and I'll let you know when I've got a train to take you there. Now, where are you going?
Where have you got?
You what?
Well, it doesn't much matter to us where we go. As long as it's somewhere nice and not too far off. So, where have you got?
We can take you anywhere in the kingdom from this station, madam. You want to look at these pictures. Look. Blackpool.
Oh, I've always thought Blackpool were a bit common and ever so noisy.
Morecambe, then.
Got sand in my eye at Morecambe once. Stuck in there for days. Ruined me holiday. Jack said we'd never go again. Where would you go if you were looking for somewhere nice to settle?
Well, that's easy. Look here, here. The sweep of the bay. You can't find nicer than that in the world now, can you?
Mm, that is nice.
Lovely.
Where is it then?
That? Why, that's... Llandudno, is that?
Where?
Llandudno.
Oh, Llandudno!
Jewel of the North Wales coast.
Wales? Well, I'd not thought of going abroad.
Well, he asked me where I'd go. That's where we always went, my wife and I. Right since we were married. Every year without fail. Beautiful.
What do you think, Dora?
Virginia.
Virginia.
Well... It looks like that French place, doesn't it? The Riviera.
Right. We'll go there, then. One and a half to Llandudno, please. Oh, I say, they do speak English, though, don't they?
Hello? Anybody in? Shop?
All right. I'm coming. Oh... Not you again.
I thought you'd have been off duty by now.
Oh, aye. And who'd take over from me? You heard something about reinforcements.
Something about new recruits as I don't know about. Folk talk about the police force. Well, that is me. You are looking at it. As far as this station is concerned, Mrs. I am it. The entire bloody police force.
Oh, do you live here then?
I suppose I do. I usedn't to live here. I used to live in an house, I think. With a wife, I think. And I seem to remember some kids and all. But I think it must have been a dream. I have definitely not been there much since war broke out.
You've not heard nowt, then?
No, I've rung round again not 2 hours since. Not a word of a woman with a pushchair and a 12-year-old girl.
I'm that worried. At least the rain's stopped, but where can she be? Where do missing people go?
Well, if we knew that, love, they'd not be missing, eh? it's chaos. World's turned upside down. There's folk has never moved out of a street they lived in, wandering about like lost souls. It's all broke up, do you see? There's kids evacuated, husbands fighting overseas, women bombed out and living with relations in other towns.
She's got no relations. She's nobody.
There's old folk with no young'uns to care for them, sleeping in church hall.
It's nearly morning.
Is it? I lose track.
Some were coming up as I come round corner. She's been out all night.
Mum, Mum's coughing. Mum's spitting.
Do you mind? I said, do you mind?
What?
You're coughing all over us.
Oh, yeah? What about it?
Well, I don't want my little boy catching whatever it is, making you cough like that.
It's a free country.
Right, then. I've a right to be free of your flipping germs. Just put your head out at wind if you can't control it.
Yeah, and why don't you just go and shelter? Why don't you do as the lady say? In fact, why don't you sling your rook and let us all get a bit of peace?
Who says?
The Navy says, matey.
Get knotted.
Be a good boy now. I'm bigger than you are.
I've got mates.
Well, you just go and count all the uniforms on this train, chummy. And I think you'll find that the Navy outnumbers the Army half a dozen to one. I won't count the Brill Cream boys. Off you go now, like a good little brown job.
Where's Soldier Man going, Mum?
Off to learn some manners, little un.
Thank you.
My pleasure, lady.
My husband, well, he was in the Navy.
Go on, you don't say. What's his name? I might know him.
Arrowsmith. Jack Arrowsmith.
Jack Arrowsmith? You're Jack Arrowsmith's missus?
Well, yes, he were killed. Went down with a ship, you know.
Ah, oh, yes, I know.
You know?
Oh, yes, we were mates, me and Jack, right from Pompey days.
Pompey days?
Training in Portsmouth.
Oh, yes, he did go to Portsmouth.
Inseparable we were.
Fancy. Talk about coincidence. I don't know your name. He might have mentioned you in his letters. Mr...
George Maple.
No, I don't think...
Well, I expect he had other things to write about, eh? To you. Oh, yes, great muckers we was. It was a disgrace, you know.
What was?
That he never got no decoration.
Decoration?
Posthumous, for what he did. He was a flipping hero. It could have got away from that ship, you know. I mean, where were they?
Just off Canada.
Exactly. My point exactly. Just off Canada. He could have swum back to Newfoundland, but no. There were folk to be saved. So he gave his life that others might be spared.
But they said it went down with all hands.
Oh, well, it did. It wasn't his fault he didn't manage to save them, was it? He tried, that's what counts, and he should have got a medal for that. I've written to the Admiralty about it, you know.
Have you?
No, I have. I've got up a petition.
Oh, well, thank you.
You ought to write. Might take more notice of his widow, you see. I'll give you the address, if you'd like to write, that is.
Oh, I would.
I mean, something ought to be done. Fair's fair, innit?
Well, yes.
So you're Jack's wife. He was a lucky fella. He was always talking about you. It's don't tell me now.
Elsie,
that's it. So where are you going now, then?
Well,
to Clandidno.
Got relations there, have you?
No, no. Well, it sounds a bit daft when you say it, but...
We're going to start a new life.
Are you now, young lady?
We are. We just set off.
What, just like that?
Aye. We've been bombed out. Got nothing left, so we've drawn all our savings out, and here we are.
Doreen.
Virginia. Well, we have. Starting a new life.
Footloose and fancy free, eh?
Rogues and vagabonds.
Well, that's what I call courage. Jack would be proud of you. And so am I. And good luck to you.
Well, thank you.
Look, now that we've met up, we mustn't lose touch. For old Jack's sake, I'll give you my address and you can give me yours.
We haven't got one.
Of course not. I'll give you mine anyway. Got something to write on, eh?
There's that little book. In me purse, Virginia.
Virginia, eh? That's a nice name.
There's a little notebook. It's like fixed into the purse, you see. Jack gave it me.
Just the ticket. Got a little pencil as well. Now then. So, you drew all your savings out, did you? Just like that?
Aye, just like that.
Come on now. Get your feet dry, Gerard.
Gerard likes sand.
Have to make do with your blanket for now.
Oh, I'm starving.
So am I. We'll have a look round the shops, get some bits and pieces. We'll want towels for a start. Oh, I'm dying for a proper wash. Then we'll find a British restaurant. There's bound to be one for us dinner. Then we'll find ourselves somewhere to stop.
Do you mean an hotel?
No, I do not, Lady Muck. You and your big ideas. We'll find a bed and breakfast just for a week or two till we can sort ourselves out.
Yeah, right.
I need to get a job. Part-time, at least. You'll have to look after Gerard while I work till we get you sorted out with your school. Then I'll have to find a nursery. Can't go on spending our savings.
School? Don't want to go to school.
I thought we'd come on holiday.
Well, it can count as an holiday this few weeks. Then it'll be time to get back to normal.
I thought we were starting a new life.
So we are. But you've got to go to school wherever you are. Till you're 14, anyway.
Well, if we're starting a new life, can I do a Saturday job?
Well, we'll see.
Perhaps do a paper round like Billy. I wonder what he's doing this minute. You don't think he'll have gone off with Brenda Lomax, do you?
We've only been away less than 24 hours.
Seems like longer.
Bye. I'm glad you mentioned Billy, though. First thing we must do when we get to shops is get some postcards and send them off to Mrs. Chadwick and Dora. They might be worrying.
Who's that?
It's only me.
Where have you been? You've missed your dinner.
Oh, just now looking.
It were corned beef and all.
Were it?
Your favourite.
Aye.
I ate yours, though.
Righto.
Oh, flipping heck.
What's up now, Muriel?
Well, there's no fun kidding him when he's this depressed. I don't know what you're worrying about. Doreen will not let out nasty happen to him. She'd scream blue murder if somebody as much as ruffled her hair. I mean, you could have heard her from here to Berlin when I trod on her foot once by accident.
Huh.
Well, nearly by accident. Well, it weren't an accident at all, really. I wish I'd not done it now.
Here you are, love. Your corned beef hash. She'd not eaten it. She were only having yarn.
She can have it.
Get away.
You can have it. I don't want it. I'm not hungry.
Blimey.
What?
Now I know. Really know you're in love.
Well, I'm promising nothing, mind. I suppose you'd best step into the hall, though. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, leave that pushchair outside. And mind you wipe your feet.
Thank you. We'd be ever so grateful. We tried everywhere and that rain was soaked.
Mum, the pushchair?
Shh, Gerard. I never thought the place would be so full. With the war, I mean, and people not taking holidays.
Oh, it's the civil servants. Been billeted here, do you see, for the duration. Very good class of person. And they pay well, do you see. Not many of us doing casual no more. Well, then there's that gunnery emplacement and the little orm as well. I've got one of the officers from there stopping here. Full lieutenant. Proper gentleman.
But you have got a room. Mrs. Evans, is it, at the corner? She said you'd a room.
Oh, did she indeed? Perhaps become her better to mind her own business, wouldn't it?
Well, have you a room, or haven't you?
We'll be coming to that, if you'll be patient. All my people are gentlemen, see. Proper gentlemen. I don't like taking women, whatever class they come from.
Well, it's only for a few days until we get fixed up.
Fixed up?
I shall be getting a job, and then we'll find somewhere permanent.
A job? Will you indeed? You'll be lucky to get a job round here. Need to be in Manchester to get a job. That's where folk round here goes for jobs.
We've just come from there, nearby.
Oh, hell, there's no accounting for some folk. I never take children, neither.
Surely, for a night or two, if you've the room empty, we can pay.
Mm. Where's your luggage?
We haven't got anything much. Just what we've bought at the shops.
We were bombed out.
Yesterday morning.
Lost everything.
Little girls should be seen and not heard. That's how I was brought up.
Sorry.
Well, if you've got no luggage, I shall want paying in advance. 12 and 6 a night, each.
That's...
Well?
Well, that's very expensive. We could surely get an hotel for that, and they'd not charge for the baby.
He's a very big baby.
Lady got funny
And
teeth
you'll not get an hotel for love nor money round here just now, because they've all been requisitioned, or they're shut.
Haven't Lady got so, funny teeth?
So that'll be 37 and 6 a night. We'll stay for the 2 nights, shall we? That'll be £3.15 if you're stopping.
Or green.
If not, I'll be saying good evening to you.
No, we'll take it. Don't have much choice. We've been traipsing round for hours and we're tired. Give me the purse, Dorothy, Virginia, love. I've only a few shilling left out of that £5.
Just like peas, Mum.
I haven't got it.
You have? Don't be daft. I made you banker.
I know, but I give it to George. You remember, on the train, to write them addresses in. He gave it back to you.
He didn't.
He must have.
I tell you, he didn't.
Well, he never gave it me. I was sure he...
You must be mistaken. He must have given it back to you.
He didn't, Mum. Honest. He didn't.
But he couldn't have... Oh, he was that nice.
Did he keep it, Mum? Did he rob us? All us money? He did, didn't he?
No. I'll go to... All that talk. I bet he never even knew your dad. He did. He robbed us. We've been robbed.
Oh, yes.
All the savings, Jack's and mine. We've been robbed. All that were left. He worked that hard for every penny of it and all. Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, really? Been rehearsing this, have you?
What do you mean?
If you knew the number of hard luck stories I've listened to. Very convincing. And then they always are. Can we send it on to you when we get back, they say. That coming next, is it?
It's true.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it is. I'll wish you good evening.
But where are we going to go?
I've no idea.
Where will we sleep? I've got 2 children. Where will they sleep?
Well, they won't sleep here for nothing, I can tell you that. Out you go.
But we were bombed out. We've nowhere.
That's not my affair.
You can't just turn us out. Not on a night like this.
Now, thank you to get your foot out of that door before I fetch a policeman.
We'll pay you when we can. There's folk as will help us out. We've got friends.
Well, you should have stayed with them then, shouldn't you? Good night.
Oh, just look at it. Bucketing down.
I hope it's not raining where they are. Oh,
they'd need to be on moon then. Chap on Wiley said it were coming down like Noah's flood from Land's End to John O'Groats.
I wonder if...
What?
Well, you don't think police...
I've been round 4 times since dinner time. He's sick at sight of me, that Bobby.
No, I were going to say, well, you don't think police ought to be dragging reservoir.
Dora?
Well, I were only wondering. I'm sure they're all right, though. I'll bet they've just...
What?
Oh, I don't know.
No, no more do I. I'm that worried. I just hope they're undercover, that's all.
Mommy!
going to do?
I don't know, love. I can't think. Oh, it's no good. I can't get this fire going. All this wood's wet.
Rain's coming in on the edge.
Well, move then.
It's no good. It's coming in everywhere. We should have stopped in them shelters up front instead of traipsing all the way up here.
It's all very well being wise after the event. All glass were broken in them shelters and it were blowing a gale from sea. I thought if we come up the hill a bit, into country path.
Up a flaming mountain onto blasted hill.
That'll do, Doreen. I thought we'd have found a nice dry barn of some sort. Sleep up there, like.
Aye. That's only in pictures too. Like desert islands and clinging to bits of wreckage. You should have never brought us away like this. You're supposed to be responsible for us.
You were supposed to be responsible for that flipping purse. Your dad's savings.
And don't keep throwing that up in my face. It's all your fault and you've no right to be blaming me. You should have never drawn money out in first place. What's going to happen to us, eh? We've come all this way, and here we are, freezing and starving on a flipping mountain in a... What's this heap of rubble supposed to be, anyway?
Some sort of shelter, I suppose, for cows and sheep.
In a sheep shelter? What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Do you want to go home now? Jerry, want to go home, Mum? Jerry, want to go home?
I can't get this bloody one to burn. Oh, drat. Drat. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Leave me be. Shut up and leave me be.
Oh, Mum, don't cry. Please don't cry.
I don't know what I was thinking of. I just looked at that all-ink ground where his house, Jack's and mine, had been, and I just wanted to get away. Get away.
Don't cry, Mum. Come on, Gerard, it'll be all right.
How can it?
It will. You'll see. Here, give us them matches.
There's only three left.
I'll have to put my girl guard training into practice then, won't I? Now then, we'll soon get this going, I think.
We should have stopped where we were. Stopped with Mrs. Chadwick till we could sort ourselves out.
Chadwick, what you have to do is... You see... Now, if I can just get that to...
I should have taken old Brindley up on his offer. Housekeeper. Why should I be proud? What else am I fit for?
He's doing it! Hey, Mum, look! Look, it's doing it. Oh. It's burning. It's a light.
There's not much of it.
Give it a chance. Here we are. It's going to work, you see. Hey, let's get some more wood and put it round to be dry. Ah!
Whatever is it?
There's a face, look. Look, you can see its eyes catching firelight through that hole. It's staring at us.
Are you sure?
Yeah, look, a face. Who is it?
It's only a sheep.
Well, send it away, it might be wild.
It's only a sheep. Push, Gerard.
What's it stamping for? It's a mad sheep, it'll bite us.
It doesn't look mad.
Well, what's the sheep doing here?
I expect this is its shelter. I expect it's wondering why it can't get in out at rain.
Oh, Mum, what are we going to do?
I don't know, love. You've made a grand fire. We can't do now till morning, so let's just huddle up. All three together till daylight and sort ourselves out then.
There's somebody coming.
It's only mush.
There's somebody coming.
Listen.
There's somebody coming, I tell you, look.
Well, I can't see anything.
Up there. Just above us, against the sky. You see him? He's coming down the track.
I can't.
It's a giant.
He's a big fella, right enough.
He's got a stick in his hand,
more like a club.
Oh, Mum, it's Frankenstein monster.
Musta.
Dora!
I'm in the back. Have they been found?
Dora!
be alive.
Can't you switch that racket off?
It's going to be Troy and his mandoliers.
Never mind Troy and his mandoliers. Turn it off.
What's up?
It's Elsie.
Oh, she's not been... Is it too terrible to tell? I knew it would be. I've gone cold.
She's in Llandudno.
Whatever's she doing there? Has something awful happened to her?
Well, she were all right when she sent this. It's taken 3 days to get here, though. I'd just come off the beach. The weather is lovely, but looks like rain. I'm making a fresh start. We'll let you know when settled, so that you can come and see us. Hope this finds you as it leaves us, Elsie, Doreen and Gerard.
I don't know. But that's ever such a long way off. How did she get there?
She doesn't say.
And she's all right?
She seems to be.
Oh, and us worrying like that. Why didn't she let us know?
P.S. Sorry if I've caused you any worry. I know now that what you said was true.
What does that mean?
Well, I kept telling her she'd have to face up to Jack being dead and start again. I didn't mean she'd to go to Llandudno, though.
Hey, but we can go and stay here.
When she's settled.
Hey, I've never been to Llandudno. Oh, she's not asked me, though.
Oh, she has, you daft head.
I've nowt to her.
Time enough to sort that out. She'll not get settled overnight. She'll want time to sort herself out.
And can we all go, then?
Course we can. We can make an outing of it. A day trip.
You will go on train, won't we?
Well, we will, unless you fancy walking.
I've not been on a train since before at war. I love going on train.
Mrs. Chadwick! Dora! Over here!
There she is! Oh, come on, Dora. He meant no harm.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Chadwick! Dora!
Oh, what a journey. Never again.
What's the matter?
Oh, take no notice. Train were full of sailors, that's all.
I were only trying to get a bit of fresh air in corridor.
Nay, let's look at you. It's been going on 3 months.
You should have come sooner.
No, wanted to give you a chance to find your feet.
I had an unfortunate experience.
It were only two at sailors talking to her.
One of them made a suggestion.
They meant no harm. Nay, come on, love. Don't I get an hug then?
Oh, I keep going hot and cold.
Oh, it's grand to see you.
Nay, it's grand to see you, love and all. You look that well. Talk about brown as a berry.
It's been a lovely summer.
Well, it has been in Oudham and all, but we all look like maggots next to you. And all them care lines gone from your face. You don't look a day over 18. Look at her, Dora.
Oh, I'm all shaking.
Our Billy's wondering where your Doreen is. He's talked her out, Al, since we told him we were coming.
She's at the farm. She's helping Frank and Brim with the new hen run.
Eh, yeah, that doesn't sound like your Doreen to be getting her hands dirty.
Wait till you see her. She's that changed.
Ah, well, there were room for improvement. Ah, but what about this Frank, then? This farmer, what's taking you in then, eh?
It's only temporary. Well, for a trial period.
What's he like?
Well, oh, he is very brusque, so don't be put off. He means well, I think, but you can never tell. You might not see him at all. He doesn't like company.
Had we better not to come?
Oh, of course not. Come on, I'll tell you all about it on the tram. We'll have to walk quite a way to the end.
There you are, Mrs. Chadwick. Dora, there's milk in the jug there. It's goat's milk.
Oh.
Nay, you have a grand view.
It's a bit wild. There's no houses.
And is this bit all yours?
These 3 rooms, yes. It's all part of the old dairy buildings. It seems he sold off his dairy herd. In fact, he let it all run down, Mrs. Parry up the hill tells me, after his wife died. Just got the 2 cows now, and the goats, of course.
Goat's milk.
So, how long's he been a widower, then?
Oh, since Bryn was born. She died giving birth, you see. 10 years ago.
Oh.
But what'll you do in the winter? You'll not stop here. Of
course we will, if he'll let us.
But how'll you get to shops?
Well, We just will.
Oh, it'd not suit me.
I can't get over them two kids. Your Gerard running about laughing and your Doreen. Well, she looks like an Ovaltine advert.
She always used to be so smart, though. Always wore a frock and kept her hair nice.
Well, them old khaki shorts are more practical with all the farm work.
But don't she ever wear shoes?
Of course she does. For going to school and if we go to shops. But up here, there's no point.
Don't want to get him wild, though.
So, come on. You said you'd tell us on tram and you avoided it. What's he like, then, this Frank?
Oh, him. He's gruff. He's moody. And he's downright rude at times. But I think it's only because he's shy.
I see.
Oh, you don't see nowt because there's nowt to see.
What with that funny name on gate, though? Not Frank, nor Francis. Begun with a G.
Oh, Gironwy. That's his real name, but, well, we call him Frank.
Well, with a name like Gironwy, I'm not altogether surprised. But why? Oh,
it's just a joke. That night he found us, sheltering at the old sheep pen down the hill there. We didn't know who it could be coming down the track, and, well, he's a big man, you see.
Is he?
We thought it were Frankenstein monster. It made him laugh when we told him. There's not much makes him laugh, so we stuck to it.
It's a big room, this, isn't it? Very nice, mind. Bit bare, though.
That's where they used to cool the milk.
Fancy. It is bare, isn't it?
Aye, well, Elsie'll soon get it looking right. Only wants some patterned wallpaper, flowery curtains, a few knick-knacks.
No. It'll stop as it is for me. I've no wish to clutter up my life again.
Just something to make it a bit homely. Oh,
it's home enough for us. In fact, it's paradise. Well, we're in it, any road.
Nay, you look set for life.
I'm not going to bank on things anymore. I know I can cope now. If we've to leave here ever, we'll find somewhere else. Although, I'd be sorry to leave. I've never loved anywhere so much.
But what do you do here? I mean, when you get back from your job of an evening.
Oh, there's that much to do. We're building the new hen run. Going to go in for eggs in quite a big way. Then we're putting the other part of the dairy back into working order. Oh, then there's always something to be done with the sheep.
Well, that's all work. Blimey, I don't know about giving you somewhere to live. He ought to be paying you at Langill wages and all. What do you do, though? I mean, you've new wireless, you're miles from pictures. I thought we'd walked halfway back to Oldham by the time we got up here from that tram stop.
Oh, Dora, there's that much to look at.
Is there? What?
Well, I've been having to learn about everything. Learn the names of things, even. Old Mrs. Parry from up the hill's been teaching me. I never knew there were such things.
What things?
Birds, animals, flowers.
Oh.
Do you know, there's 7 different kinds of wild orchid growing on this one hillside. And I know what names of all of them now. Well, Welsh names, any road.
Orchids? What, flowers, do you mean?
There's hundreds of different flowers and plants. Oh, and that delicate, some of them.
Oh.
And there's animals and birds galore. There's badgers in that bit of wood up there. If you're ever so quiet of an evening, you can creep up and watch them playing with the little ones.
What? Wild ones, do you mean? Is it safe?
Of course it is. And there's weasels and owls and woodpeckers and doves. And we even saw a polecat. Mm-hmm. Of course, over on cliffs, the seabirds of all sorts. That's where kids have gone. They'll come back with a basket of seagull's eggs. Frank loves gull's eggs for his tea.
Oh.
They'll be all right on them cliffs, though, will they?
Oh, they'll be all right with Bryn and our Doreen.
I reckon our Billy's a bit jealous of this Bryn.
Oh, him and Doreen are like brother and sister. Get on like an house on fire. I reckon that's why Frank lets us stay. Doreen's company for Bryn, and she's helping him with his English.
The amount of work you've been putting into this place, it strikes me he's getting a good thing.
Oh, I'm not frightened of work.
Well, just make sure he doesn't take advantage of you, that's all.
Oh, what do you mean, Mrs. Chadwick?
Not that, Dora.
Oh.
Let me get you some more tea. Dora?
Well, that milk, you've not got a drop of sterilised, have you?
Come on, sheep, silly old sheep.
Come on, Billy.
Bryn's miles ahead.
Hang on, can't you?
What is it? What's the matter now?
Oh, I've got sheep muck on my shoe.
Oh, honestly, Billy, what's it matter?
It's all green and horrible.
Bryn! Hang on! Come back, we'll have to wait for Billy.
No, don't fetch him back.
Look at him, going up that cliff.
Oh, like a flipping goat. Hey, let's sit down for a minute.
Who's the sheep to take down?
I saw a smashing picture last Saturday at the gem. The black swan, Maureen O'Hara. Have you seen it?
No, don't have time for pictures these days.
Why not?
Dunno. Too much interesting to do in real life, I suppose. Come on, can't sit here. You get that straggler over there, fetch her in.
What do I do?
Just shout and wave your arms.
Hey, up, sheep. Hey, get off. Get off.
Oh, what's up now?
It's wild. It's attacking me. Get off.
Oh, honestly. Help him out, Jared. Bryn. Bryn, wait for me.
Boo, sheep. Come on, sheep. Don't be scared of sheep, Billy.
Boo. Bryn. Bryn, wait for me.
Flipping heck.
Well, I've never seen anybody so happy. It makes you believe in Providence, doesn't it, when somebody falls on their feet like that?
It did not suit me.
Doesn't have to suit you. It suits Elsie, all right.
Me living on a lonely mountain with a giant Welsh widower.
She's not living with him.
But do you reckon... Well, do you reckon his attentions are honourable?
If they're not, she'll give him a thick ear. She's a new girl and it suits her. Whatever happens in future, it'll be what Elsie wants. She'll not be pleasing nobody but herself.
Well, we'll see. You know what these fellas are like. Oh, you look a bit down in dumps, Billy. What's up? Did you fall out with Doreen?
No. Any road. I've done with Doreen.
Never mind, Billy. There's plenty of time yet. There'll be other girls.
Fed up with girls. I'm finished with girls.
There's always Brenda Lomax. Think sunshine's out of our Billy. Of course, she's crackers.
She's not.
She must be if she likes you.
Who told you she likes me, Annie Road?
She did. Says you remind her of Roy Rogers.
Oh.
Annie Road. She's got all them horrible spots.
She has not.
She has. Got a chin like a currant bun.
Well, I've always quite liked spots.
It's a hap, hap, happy day. Toodle-loo-loo-loo-loo-lay. For you and me, for us and we, all the clouds have rolled away. It's a hap, hap, happy day. Toodle-loo-loo-loo-loo-lay. The sun shines bright and the world's all right. It's a hap, hap, happy day. 24 sunbeams are dancing round my face. 80 more are dancing every place. It's a hap, hap, happy day. Toodle-loo-loo-loo-loo-lay. You can't go wrong if you sing this song. It's a hap, hap, happy day.
In The Displaced Person by Christopher Dennis, Claire Kinsale played Elsie, Jenny Luckraft, Doreen, and Judith Barker, Mrs. Chadwick. Judy Bennett was Billy, and Elizabeth Proud, Gerard. Julie Corrigan played Dora, Anna Jane Casey, Muriel. Lawrence Kenny, the Postmaster. John Branwell, Mr. Brindley, and Malcolm Rayburn, George. Paula Tilbrook was Mrs. Ryder, Keith Clifford, the railwayman, John Jardine, the policeman, and Rosalie Williams, the landlady in Llandudno. The Displaced Person was directed in Manchester by Tony Cliff.